guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Today we're going to talk about why you still feel empty even if you have it all. Like, I'm talking about people that do not feel satisfied at all. Like, you have success, you have the money, you have the business, you have the looks, you literally have everything, but somehow it feels like nothing in this world can satisfy you. I've been in this situation, I know how it is to be there, and I figured out for myself what the reason is why I felt this way, and it makes absolutely sense. Like, after this podcast episode, like, it will literally blow your mind, because I had headache after I went down this rabbit hole, and I'm going to explain to you every single thing that I just realized so that you don't need to go down this rabbit hole. So if you are this type of person, then literally today is the day where you finally can get rid of this. So, and one thing that I want to start with is my personal story, because I feel like a lot of you will make out so many learnings just by listening to my story and how I actually came into this situation. So, for example, I was a typical type of girl. When I grew up, I never felt good enough. Like, literally, I never felt good enough. I never felt that I was good looking enough. I never felt that I was successful enough, etc. Like, I was this weird girl in school that constantly got bullied. And I always tried to prove myself to others and also to myself, literally. And maybe you are in a similar situation, because I see a common pattern in very successful people. Like, most of the people that I know that are super rich, super successful, like people that tend to go into an extreme, like, I'm not talking about pretty successful people, I'm talking about super successful people, they always have a similar story. They always felt that they were not good enough. They always felt that they need to prove themselves wrong, and that they needed to prove the society or their family or whoever was around them wrong. So, and when you just reflect on this, you just realize that a lot of these people that tend to go into an extreme, they actually are taking action out of a lack, because they do not feel good enough. And they feel like, okay, I need to do this one thing so I can finally feel good enough. I can prove myself I'm good enough. I can prove my family I'm good enough. My friends I'm good enough, etc. And this is a complete vicious cycle. But this is literally how I grew up. Like, this is how my childhood looked like, how my teenage years looked like, literally how my early 20s looked like. I was always the type of girl that everyone underestimated. Like, in school, I got underestimated. With my family, like, every single person thought, okay, this girl, she will not make it. Of course, what did I do? I literally committed myself to become the best version of myself, but in such a way that wasn't healthy anymore, because I wasn't doing it anymore for me or because I just wanted to have that comfortable life. I was just doing it because I had a big, big, big lack inside of myself and such a, I would say, broken self-esteem. So, for example, I was going to school normal in Germany. I was having a 9-to-5 job, and then I started my business journey. And when I started this business journey, like, the one number one motivation, not gonna lie, was money. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, my why was I wanted to make a bunch of money. Like, I wanted to get, I don't want to say it here because I know we're talking about Christian topics and stuff here. So I don't want to see the hate comments, but I wanted to get literally fuck you money. So you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to get, like, really, really rich to show everyone, like, I'm literally that girl. And this is what I did. Like, with 25 years old, I hit my first $1 million. So, and one thing that I thought at this moment or at this phase in my life is, okay, when I have the money, I will feel better. I will feel fulfilled. I will feel like that girl. When I have the relationship, I will feel better. When I'm at my peak, when it comes to my health situation, my looks, etc., I will feel overall better. Like, I always thought, okay, every single thing from the outside can actually give me the feeling that I'm looking for. And one thing that is really funny about that too, and that maybe a lot of you guys are going through maybe also, is at some point, of course, I came into the personal development bubble that told me, hey, you just need to love yourself enough. Then you will finally feel better. Then you will finally feel like that person and you will finally have the self-esteem that you deserve. I'm going to tell you this was a scam. Like, literally, it was a scam. And maybe you also went through that rabbit hole already and you just realized that you can't give yourself enough love to fill your cup. It's not possible. Even though society tells you the whole time, like, hey, you gotta just love yourself enough and everything's going to be amazing. It's a lie. I went through that. I've done that. It's literally a scam. But I went through all these different things and tried to fill my cup everywhere where I could, with money, with success, etc. Like, I was living the life. Like, I was living in Dubai in my early 20s. I had the craziest network around me. Everyone was super successful, super rich. Like, I was literally living the dream. Like, I didn't need to worry about money anymore. I was traveling every single month to another country, and I'm not talking about, yeah, I'm just going for a few days. I was literally, beside of living in Dubai, living every single month in a different country. And everyone was literally looking at me and everyone was, oh my God, Maribel is so successful. She's having the life that I want. I want to be like her if I'm going to be in my early 20s. Like, I literally want her life. But what the people did not know is that this girl that they saw online that had all these hundred thousands of followers and all this money, she was so broken inside. Like, she was so sad and she tried so desperately to fill her cup with everything that this world could offer, like with everything, and it did not work out. So, and now that I went through this phase, I'm so glad that God took me out of this path. Even if it was feeling like punishment from God, it was actually the biggest blessing that God could give me, because he finally gave me an opportunity to actually fill my cup with something that will fulfill me for the rest of my life. And let me tell you, probably hear that pretty often. I hear that also so many times. Like, during my journey, I would say, let's call it my success journey, I knew God, like I knew Jesus, and I somehow had a relationship with him, but let's say it was kind of like a talking state relationship type of vibes. Like, you know, we were talking from time to time, but it wasn't really consistently, and I wasn't really committed to go into something serious. This was my situationship with the Lord. And what ended up happening, especially in the last year, is that this, I would say, this talking stage that I had with the Lord finally converted into a committed relationship. So we finally had an aligned will. We finally were communicating on a regular basis. We finally were loyal to each other. And what happened in this phase with the Lord is that he literally got me rid of everything. Every single thing, of the business, of the people around me. Like, it felt like a punishment, to be very honest with you. I was like, okay, what's going on? Because I kind of don't like that. And I don't know, Lord, if you actually know what I want in my life, if you actually consider my financial situation, because I want to keep the same lifestyle. And every time when I saw people that were actually serving God and were working with God, I always thought, okay, these people must be broke. Like, no joke. Like, this was my thought back then. I thought, okay, if you're a Christian and if you serve God, like, there's no way that you're going to be super wealthy and that you're going to live a pretty similar lifestyle like the one you have right now. Even though if I wasn't like doing the crazy sinning stuff at this time when this thing happened, but I was like, oh, I don't think that God wants me to fly business class, like stuff like that. And I really thought that me giving my life to God and walking with God means like no longer being happy again. Like, this is how I saw Christianity in the world faith thing. But it's the complete opposite. So let me tell you, while I was walking with God, he made me realize so many different things. And you probably noticed that every single time in Christianity, they mention like, hey, the only thing that can fill your cup is God. The only thing that can really fulfill you is God. And I always thought, okay, what are the people talking about there? I don't understand. Like, I really don't think so that God can really fill my cup, because every single time I kind of visualized the life of a Christian person, I thought that this person is just sacrificing, this person is not really happy, so, and this person has really no life. Like, this is how I thought about Christian people and about people that came to faith. This is literally what I thought. But then I dig deeper into it. And I dig deeper into the really basic things, because everything that I'm going to tell you, even though we're going to go deep into the rabbit hole, it's actually so basic. We need to, first of all, understand the reason why we do certain things. We are not even going to faith right now. Like, literally, just let's just focus on the psychological fact why we do certain things, why we build businesses, why we go on dates, why we literally wake up in the morning, like, why we do things. It's because we have a deep desire to be loved. It's in our human nature. Now you can sit down, you can stop the podcast, and you can literally brainstorm 30 minutes about it, and you can just reflect on every single move that you make in your life. And I don't say just on surface level thinking about why you do certain things. I mean by really reflecting on a deeper level and questioning over questioning it, why you do certain things, and you will always come to the conclusion that the main reason why you do certain things in your life is because you have a deep desire to be loved. That's something that you can't get rid of it. That's the way how we were created. Even if we put the part God and faith beside, even if you're an atheist right now, this is a fact. Like, we are literally humans that have a deep desire to be loved. And now when we go into the faith part and we go into the creation story, the typical Adam and Eve story, we just realize that we were created for fellowship. Like, we were meant to be together, to be with intimacy with God, you know, to be with Him. And this just made me realize, okay, if we were created for fellowship, and if we are aware of it, that God is love, because this is what they say in the World Bible, like, God is love, God is love, God is love, God is love. And also, when you have a relationship with God, you will finally understand, like, you will see it with your own eyes, you will feel it with all your senses, you will understand God is actually love. So, and if we know that we were created for fellowship, we were not created to be alone, we were created for fellowship with the Lord. And if we know that God is love, and if we also know that every single action that we do is literally highly influenced by our desire to be loved, and we are trying to look out for this love in exchange in worldly things, things that can't fulfill us, like money, like success, like business, other people, like even ourselves, our self-love, it's just common sense that we will be always in our lack. And the reason for that is, first of all, like I said, we were created for fellowship with God. We were not created for fellowship with your bestie, for fellowship with your husband. No, we were created for fellowship with God. And God is love. So that means, and if we truly believe that God is perfect in everything that He does, He's the only one that can love us perfectly. And this is also the reason, like, with money and success, it's pretty obvious that all these things can really fulfill you on the long term. But when we think about, let's say, a person, let's say we think about your future husband, your partner, your boyfriend, whatever it is, when we think about that person and we really think that this person loves us, this person will never ever be capable to fill our cup, because this person is not perfect. And the love that this person provides us is not perfect. The only being that can love us perfectly is God. And then I took things further, because I just questioned that, why God did it like that. And it's because God knew that we can't survive without him. He knew that we can't go through this world without him. He wanted us to look out for him. Even though he left us a free will to actually decide by choice if we want to love him or not. But he wanted, like, you remember when you have, like, kids and you have, like, I don't know how to say it in English, but... for example, you know, when you have like a computer back then, when I was like a little kid, like 10 years old, I had like my little computer and I was inside the internet, but I could just go inside of the internet with like a little, it was like a kid's security system. You know, I couldn't go to certain pages or couldn't write certain words, etc. So it was safe for me because my parents loved me so much. And when you think about it, in Christianity, we always say God is our father. And when you think about this father, I would say, principle, then you will understand why we always, like every single way we go, every single thing we do, always goes back to our father, because he's the only one who knows the way. He's the only one that can guide us through this world. But he loved us so much that he gave us, even if we don't want to, he gave us a free will. But he will always be there. And he's the only one that will be able to love you unconditionally. Like, even if you think about your current life, I was reflecting on that a couple of days ago, and it blew my mind. I was sobbing. I was crying like a little baby. I did so many wrong things. I rejected God so many times. Like, so many times I rejected him. Especially before I came to him, I talked so many times bad about him. I felt so many times ashamed about him. I felt so many times ashamed to talk about him. I felt so many times like he does not belong to me. He does not belong into my life. And he still loves me. He's still there. He's still waiting with open arms for me to come back home. And this is the love that nothing in this world will be ever able to give you. No success, no validation from the outside, no business, no partner, no friends, no one, not even your mom, will be able to give you the love that the Lord has for you. And this is the reason why you will always feel empty, why you will always feel not satisfied enough, because you were never meant to look out for the love that you need in other things than God, because they can't give you the love that you need. So, and you can now go ahead and keep building all these things. You can keep doing that. But if you're doing it really with the focus to fill your void that you have inside of your heart, girl, like, it's a vicious cycle. Like, I can tell you, I tried every single thing. Like I said, I had it all. I even reached a peak with my self-love. And even myself, I couldn't fill that cup. It wasn't enough. It was never enough. The only love that could really satisfy me was the love of God. And let me tell you something. This is the biggest game changer for me personally that changed my life completely. When you really have a filled cup, let's just imagine it's not a cup. It's, let's say a plate of food. Like, you have this plate of food and you ate. Like, you had enough food. You had everything that you need to be nourished. Like, you had everything. Let's say there's another plate of food out there that maybe looks kind of like, you know, looks kind of delicious, but it's not really nourishing. Let's say the other plate is full of junk food, like full of sweet and junk foods. Like, it's kind of something that tastes really delicious in the beginning. Like, it's so nice. But it's not filling you on the long term, and it's not nourishing your body. It's not giving you energy, kind of like you always need to eat more and more and more of it. You know, like, it's actually like this in real life. Like, if you just nourish yourself with junk food, like with really delicious food, like fast food, it will not nourish you on the long term. It will just nourish you in the moment right now for the short time, let's say it like that. So, and now you had this amazing, very nourishing plate with all these vitamins, etc., like everything you needed. You will no longer look at the other place because you ate. You're full. You're satisfied. And this is something that you will realize with every single area of your life when you really eat from the plate of the Lord. Let's say it like that, the plate. For example, I do not look anymore for love in relationship. Like, I'm no longer desperate to find my partner. So, by the way, I'm single for 5 years. Like, that's a heavy topic. Like, I was struggling so much with this. I was constantly questioning everything. And I thought something's wrong with me. Because I thought, like, I'm single for 5 years. I need to find someone right now. Like, I need to find someone. I was desperate. But now, I ate. I'm no longer hungry. If I'm going to take that plate, I'm not going to take that plate because I'm hungry. I'm going to take that plate because it's like a good to have. Like, I'm going to maybe take one bite to have a little bit of a, I would say, like a taste of it, but not because I'm hungry. It's the same thing with business. My plate is so full and I already ate so good. I'm so satisfied that the plate with all these other business opportunities and all that money, it's nice. Like, maybe I will take a few bites of it, but it will no longer be a plate that is meant to fill me, if you understand what I mean. So, and if you walk in that abundance, like, you will become completely unstoppable. Literally. Like, imagine that there's nothing in this world that you need. There's no relationship in this world. There's no business in this world. There's no validation, success, applause, whatever from other people. There's no fame. There's no money. Nothing in this world that you need where you feel the feeling of, oh, I think I need that. I think I should have that. Because you're already so satisfied. You're already so full. That means the way how you act to get certain things will be out of a place of abundance. So that means you will build things completely different. The way how I'm building my business right now, my new business, like, I have built a bunch of businesses before. Like, I taught people how to build businesses. Like, this was my business. Like, this was my daily thing. You know what I mean? But the way how I build businesses now, it's completely different because it's out of a place of abundance. And the way how everything actually comes to me, if you move out of a place of abundance, everything will just come so naturally and smooth into your life. All the business opportunities that I got, I did not need to even move a finger. Even like me sitting here and recording the podcast, for example, back then, I was always like, oh my God, it needs to be perfect. Like, it needs to be 10 out of 10. It needs to be crazy. And every single thing that I say needs to be so, like, needs to have a high conversion so I make money. Like, I was constantly stressed. I was trying to constantly influence things and do things. But now I'm like, I really don't care. Because I ate, I'm full, and I had a really good meal. And yes, if I get like a little bite after that, I don't mind to have a little bite of that chocolate piece there. But I actually ate. You know, like, my whole energy is different, and the people will also notice that. Like, my audience is completely different than before. Like, since I'm moving out of abundance, and I'm actually so full with everything that God gave me. Like, the people notice that. And the people are way more likely to talk to me, to reach out to me, to work with me. Because it's no longer out of a lack. It's no longer out of like, oh, I'm missing something. I need money. Or it's no longer out of, oh, I need your validation. And this is actually how you step into your uniqueness. When you no longer care what other people truly think about you, when you no longer care about the outcome, this is when you really step into your true self, into your unique self. So now we could go now into this rabbit hole, but I truly believe this one is for another podcast episode. But this is the realization that I made. And let me tell you, and you probably realize it to yourself, it just makes sense. Like, it's so simple. It just makes absolutely sense. And this is for me also one of the biggest reasons why I truly believe that the gospel, Jesus and God the Father, that it's so true. Because it's all about love. The reason why Jesus sacrificed himself for us was for love. And this is the way how we are as human. It just makes so sense. Like, it always goes back to the Father. It always goes back to the source. And that's so beautiful. And one thing that I really want to do is I'm going to do like a little series kind of. So if you really liked this topic already and you say like, wow, that was amazing, that's really nice, I'm going to do another podcast episode where I'm going to dig deeper into similar topics like, hey, if what's meant for you will really find you. Like, a lot of people have that question. I had it too. Like, I always thought like, hey, what's meant for me will find me. Like, if God says like, I'm meant to be a billionaire, I will become a billionaire. But it's not like that. So, and I went down this rabbit hole and I already prepared a podcast episode. So I will combine this with this topic because it's actually so connected. So maybe you will come back to this podcast episode again, because I will also do like a lot of connections to this podcast episode. And yeah, so these are the things that I have planned. And this is everything that I have to share with you. So in short, if you truly want to fill your cup, you need to fill your cup with the love of God. And the first thing to do that is to genuinely seek Jesus. Literally, it's written in the Bible. I don't know where. So as you guys know, you're always going to get to know like all the, I would say, street knowledge here. I'm not going to talk about Bible verses here because I'm still learning myself. So I'm mainly talking from experience, but I'm reading my Bible step by step, day by day. And I know that there's one verse in the Bible where they say like, if you genuinely seek Jesus with your whole heart, like if you seek God with your whole heart, you will find him. You will find him. And trust me, he will fill your cup. He will absolutely fill your cup. You just need to come with an open heart. Because I guess this is the problem that a lot of people have. Even me back then, I was like so closed up. I thought like, oh, I can't open up myself in front of God. I can talk with him about this and that. And yeah, it made things pretty difficult for me till I really opened up and I really said like, okay, Lord, I'm actually listening. Like, let me know what you have to tell me. Like, fill my cup. Give me love. And I'm here to also share my love with you. So this is the first thing that I will generally do. So I hope this podcast episode was helpful. And I would say, see you guys in the next one.